How then do we live in this world? How can we do that? How can we gain? What can our goal be? For God's sake, don't have a goal in the world. It's going to beat you bloody. Where is the goal? The goal is inside. When you turn back inside, you have your goal, you have your completeness, you have your fullness, and you walk through the world having all else being added unto you, and you just put it aside and give it away and pass it away because you're filled up inside. Listen carefully. Nothing that you did from the last 30 seconds backward has any control over you at all, and none of it matters. There are a lot of people around you that are going to try to run that on you because they run it on themselves. And you just say, that's past. Why? It is. The value of the memory is very, very minor. People rarely ask me what happened in the past because I don't know. They ask me questions and I just look at them and they know there's no memory present of what happened. So they just drop it. There's no need to run it on me because I just look at them and I say, fine. And they'll say, well, I know. And I was like, fine. And pretty soon, they come very rapidly to the conclusion that they're in the past and I'm down the road and they're not around. Because I live in the nowness of time and they're living in an artificial existence. And that hurts. Artificial existences hurt. Artificial existences are readily recognizable because they're mental trips and emotional trips. They produce depression or anxieties. One's in the past, the other's in the future. Depression's past, anxiety's future. In between, neurotic. Does that say we're all neurotic? Yes, that's what it says, but that doesn't make us bad. It just says that's what we are. Frustrated? Probably. Does that make us bad? No, it just makes us frustrated. So what? Live now, and the frustration goes.